And now the fighting immunities. Dun dun dum. They had to make up a character for a fighting game. And they had to do some grunts. It's epic. So epic. Pot, you're up first.
Enrique Sayed is a Spanish-born Muay Thai fighter who, after being used as literally a breeding tool for a secret Greek project aiming to create a new race of psychic humans, was driven completely mad by all the artificial hormones and medicines pumped into him. He's now a complete nymphomaniac who has on several occasions been suspected and arrested, but never convicted, for rape. This has in turn led to him being banned from most international fighting tournaments. Not that he'd ever let that get in his way, though.
Let's see if we can't make this enjoyable for both of us.
You bitch!
This is where the fun begins, darling. Oh, what's the matter, darling? You aren't broken yet, are you? I wanted to go for another ride.
I'll fucking get you for this!
Apatheria.
Apatheria Sensei is a middle-aged master of martial arts who comes from a dojo in Japan, where he teaches aspiring martial artists with very strict discipline. He has recently come to America, and disgusted by our lack of discipline, is determined to show us all the true way. He may not have superhuman powers or abilities, but his mastery of both mind and body are all he needs in his battle.
A time for Apatheria Sensei to teach you some proper lessons in discipline. You a stupid American, always run the hard way. Your lack of manners disgust me. Come back after you have trained harder. Oh, it seems I need more discipline.
And Lord of the Morning.
A solitary train chuffs across a desolate wasteland. The moon outlines a dark silhouette perched atop the engine. Suddenly, gunshots, shattering the tranquility of the night. Bandits surround the train. The dark figure vanishes. Four brilliant flashes of energy subsequently flare. When the confusion clears, the bandits lie broken on the desert ground. The mysterious man once again alights upon the train. This man fights to protect trains everywhere, utilizing a veritable arsenal of train-based weaponry. He is Ingo, the train fighter! Boy, I'm gonna tie you to the tracks. Ha! Ha!
Ha! All aboard for a one-way trip to a dead end. It'll be the same every time, son. Just stop trying.
Looks like I ran out of steam.
This could have been a legit challenge. This was fun. I wish we
it
had more
fun.
Of these.
And short.
So
I like
we,
short.
We have a rapist or alleged rapist.
Yes.
A train conductor and a sensei that speaks in English.
All right. So the rapist idea was funny, but I think he could have taken it a little further.
You talking about the pot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Was there another rapist?
Chagachi's on her phone tonight, and I can't understand every other. I only understand every other word she says.
I'm sorry.
So I'll be asking what a lot.
Is this better?
No.
Okay.
I liked the nymphomaniac. It was sensual.
It was sensual.
I really enjoyed the yeah. Go ahead.
My biggest problem with the with that one was the fact that the damage and hit sounds didn't sound any different from each other. Like, if you listen to in Appa's it was extremely clear. I totally blanked on Lord of the Mornings, though.
Lord of the Morning?
Yeah. I was too amused by the whole train guardian thing.
To me, Appa definitely had the best grunts and hit sounds and whatnot.
Yeah.
Potts was creepy. I liked Potts' introduction and, like, I liked Potts' dialogue better.
Right.
Lord of the Mornings overall I thought was pretty good, but it didn't stand out in either grunts or dialogue.
I think my problem with Lord of the Mornings is that he set the scene, and I didn't really get the character at first. Yeah. I understand it was for comedic effect and everything, because you set it all serious, and then you go in, yeehaw, as the train guy. But, yeah.
Can't understand a word she's saying, people. I assume she's saying that it was okay.
Yes.
It was okay, Lord of the Morning. You spent too much time setting the scene and not enough time setting the character up.
Okay, I do think you heard me.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's what she's saying. And that's what I'm saying. Who gets immunity, though? It's between Pot and Apotheria, correct?
This is an acting competition, right?
Yes.
So it doesn't matter about the writing. It matters about the acting.
This is true.
So that would mean Apotheria.
Well, the immunity was to come up with the best character. I thought that Potts was better thought out and less cliche, but I did think that Apotheria had better grunts.
Appa had the grunts, and the cliche was part of the funny on his.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay, Apotheria, you have immunity. Don't squander it.
Oh, I don't think he will. You know Appa, he takes this competition seriously. Unlike some people.
Like who?
I don't know. I just felt like saying that.
Okay, fair enough. Done.
Drugs. Done.